Independent Tribune reporters knew something was up when the FBI was involved in five local arrests in April. Then the reporters found the search warrants. Usually in an ongoing investigation, the FBI would seal those. But in this case, they didn't until the Tribune already had the documents. So reporter Tim Reeves says the paper was able to make a deal with the FBI.
So we basically agreed with them to not release certain information in exchange for minimal assistance with the story.
In November, authorities got a tip that a Mexican furniture company named Woodworld was shipping thousands of pounds of marijuana through Concord. The FBI began investigating a man named Cesar Linares. He and another man, Javier Nava, were ostensibly employees of Woodworld living in Concord. But the FBI believes
they were sort of installed by the trafficking organization in Concord, where they awaited orders from a central figure who the FBI asked us not to name.
Reeve says the warrants show Linares rented warehouses for Woodworld trucks. Those trucks would offload boxes of marijuana that were made to look like they contained furniture. In April, the FBI busted two warehouses it says Linares rented, and inside, they found almost 400 boxes containing more than 2 tons of the drug. Richard Tucker was with the DEA for 25 years, and he says that amount indicates a substantial organization.
Probably if they've got 2 tons seized. This is a medium to a larger organization. I don't have really any information about this specific seizure, but that's an organization that seems to be fairly well organized. There's a lot of logistics involved.
Tucker says on the street in Charlotte, that much marijuana would sell for about $3 million. Cabarrus County sheriffs say it's one of the largest busts they can remember. Reeves says there are indications Concord was being used as a distribution hub for a nationwide network of traffickers. He says the drug trail starts in Texas. It's near a border area where the Zeta cartel is known to operate. But there hasn't been any connection made to a cartel. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.